This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Altruistic Club of Roseburg has stuffed the bus with children's books event coming on Saturday. Karen Fager from the club, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kyle. Good to see you.
Yeah, so talk about what you're working on for this Saturday.
Well, Saturday in Sherm's parking lot between 10 and 4, we're going to be collecting children's books. And the Roseburg School District, their bus company called First Student, brings a bus to put it in the parking lot, and we have a little pop-up tent there and a table where we collect children's books and try to stuff the bus. We use these books for all of our activities for literacy for children during the year.
Now, a lot of people, if you have gotten kids that have gotten to maybe middle school, high school, maybe even older, a lot of times people hang on to the books for a long time. But the books really aren't doing anybody any good if they are sitting on a shelf for years on end.
That's exactly right. We probably have parents and grandparents out there that read to their little ones, and now those books are just sitting there. But we can use those. So any new or gently used books, we'd be happy to accept for our projects.
And this is a one-day event, so a limited time opportunity. Tell people more about Altruista Club.
Well, the Altruista Club has a lot of service projects for the community, but one of our main focuses is literacy. We want to get books into the hands of children so they become young readers, and we feel that literacy is foundational to all learning. So throughout the year, we do many projects and events where we have book walks and book giveaways, and we participate with other clubs in their events. We're out at Wildlife Safari for Dream Night, and in October for their, what is it called? I don't know. But anyway, in October, they have an event at Wildlife Safari that we go out there and help the children make masks and give away books. We figure the more books we can get in hands of children, the better it is.
So any idea how many books the club gave away last year?
Oh, I have exactly. We gave over 8,000 books away last year alone. And since in the last 25 years, we've given over 200,000 books.
Whoa.
Yes, we keep records because it's kind of a goal for us to do better.
250,000 books.
Yes, but over the years,
right.
Not all in one year.
No, but still, that really speaks a lot. And you think about all the, all the learning opportunities, all the fun that came out of that.
Well, we hope so. One of the things we're noted for is Celebration of Literacy that we do each spring, and then we have a lot of events that are really focused on events for children's reading. But we have the little community libraries, too, at the Roseburg Parks, and we keep those stuffed with books for children.
Yeah, and that's kind of a newer thing. It kind of started during COVID, I think.
Well, actually, it started about the year before COVID, I believe. But we had a joint project with the shop students at Joe Lane High School. And those students actually built the first little community libraries for us. And then the city of Roseburg placed them in the parks, and now we keep them filled.
And, of course, people see those, just independently. Sometimes people do those around different neighborhoods as well.
They do. And anytime somebody needs children's books, they can call on Altruista and ask, or they can check us on our Facebook page and look us up. But we have books that we supply often to the Boys and Girls Club or an individual small library that may be having a project or an activity where they'd like to have children's books. And they may call and ask us for young readers or even infants and toddlers.
So why do you think books still matter versus just reading something electronically?
Well, reading something electronically is fine, and we're glad that children are reading, but there's nothing as special as holding that book in your hands where you can turn back and look at the pages that came before or look ahead to see what may be happening next. It's just a better experience, in my opinion, to be able to have that book in your hands.
All right. Stuff the Bus with Children's Books event Saturday, 10 to 4 at Sherm's Thunderbird parking lot from Altruista. Anything else people ought to know?
No, but we hope to see many of you there. Bring your children's books and say hello. We'd be happy to have you.
All right, Karen Fager from Altruista, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:36 at the Morning Report.